To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
John Zerzan je za nekatere eden najbolj radikalnih živečih avtorjev. Usodni padec človeštva se namreč, kot pravi Zerzan, ni začel niti z industrializmom, niti s kmetijstvom, temveč s sprejetjem simbolne kulture, to je jezika, umetnosti in številk. Kultura po njegovem mnenju ne prinaša velike osvoboditve, temveč nasprotno predstavlja posrednika, ki nas le oddalji od čutnega zapopadanja realnosti in s tem od naše možnosti, da se izpolnimo v danem trenutku. V nocojšnji oddaji predstavljamo novo knjigo Proti civilizaciji, ki jo je uredil anarhoprimitivist John Zerzan, z njim pa smo se tudi pogovarjali. Nova knjiga Proti civilizaciji, ki jo je uredil anarhoprimitivist John Zerzan, podaja temeljne tekste za razumevanje dehumanizirajoče narave moderne civilizacije in idej, ki so predstavljale temelj za razvoj anarhoprimitivističnega gibanja. Zerzanova antologija je tako dejansko izbor najboljših kritik civilizacije, ki so jih med drugim napisali Rousseau, Thoreau, Adorno, Schiller, Freud, Horkheimer, Ivan Ilič, Frederick Jameson, skupina anarhofuturistov, John Zerzan in mnogi drugi. Se Zerzan, anarhist iz Oregona, je radikalni kritik civilizacije in glavni teoretik primitivizma, ki v tehniki civilizaciji in kapitalizmu vidi neločljivo enotnost dominacije nad naravo in človekom. Tako kot delitev dela je tudi tehnologija ena od predpostavk sistema, zato zahteva po njenem uničenju izziva panično reakcijo, ker pod vprašaj postavlja ne le celoten sistem, temveč tudi vse, kar tvori osnovo našega načina življenja. Čeprav Zerzana pogosto razumejo kot nekoga, ki rešitev vidi v vrnitvi v kameno dobo, pa primitivisti navdih najdejo dejstvo, da so ljudje skozi obdobje milijonov let lahko živeli avtentično in zdravo, svobodno in neomejevano, brez predstavljanja in simboličnih posredovanj. Življenje pred pojavom civilizacije naj bi temeljilo na egalitarizmu, relativni avtonomiji in enakopravnosti spolov. Sistematična redukcija žensko družbi, njihova objektifikacija in prevlada kulture, ki dominirajo moški, je to, kar civilizacija je, pravi Zerzan. Civilizacija preprečuje svobodo, podobno pa je tudi s patriarhijo, pojasnjuje Zerzan.
You can see, I think, civilization and patriarchy as roughly equivalent, that the systematic reduction of women in society, the objectification of women, the coming of a male-defined culture in a more totalizing way is what civilization is. And this begins really with domestication. I think really that's the most operative term or institution which immediately precedes civilization. And it isn't surprising to see that in terms of patriarchy, that move to domestication or agriculture is fundamentally a move to control and dominate nature, and along that same shift or movement is domesticating humans and women in a more specific sense, in the sense that we understand it today.
Zbirka Zerzanovih esejev Elements of Refusal in Future Primitive predstavlja primitivistično kritiko, ki se je Zerzan v anarhističnem miljeju posveča v zadnjih dveh desetletjih. Njegova večja mainstream prepoznavnost se je začela z intervjujem v New York Timesu leta 1995, kasneje pa so ga mediji izpostavljali predvsem v času protestov proti svetovni trgovinski organizaciji leta 1999, ko se je Zerzan pridružil anarhističnem krogu iz Oregona. Prav slednji naj bi namreč predstavljal hardcore jedro Black Bloka v Seattlu. Zerzan torej pravi, da je življenje pred pojavom civilizacije temeljilo na egalitarizmu, deljenju, relativni avtonomiji in enakopravnosti spolov, saj šele civilizacija, tehnika in kapitalizem predstavljajo neločljivo enotnost dominacije nad naravo in človekom.
What we know about life in the recent decades here, about life outside of civilization, life before domestication, and I think it's widely understood now as a shift of paradigms. And although a lot of this stuff was already known, but it wasn't enough to, I think, kind of qualitatively change our estimation of what life was like outside of civilization. We were still imbibing the elixir of progress, and you've got to develop and so on. But I think somewhere along the lines, not so long ago, we now look at it quite differently. And the literature of anthropology and archaeology is where this comes from. This is not an invention of anarchists or something. Otherwise, it would sound like nothing but ideology. But in the most general terms, for example, this is the fact that it band society, gatherer, hunter society, forager society, these are just words for pre-domesticated life. And one of the points is, this was one of the points that really wasn't much open to question before recent decades, but it was that there was an ethos of sharing, food sharing most obviously, among gatherer-hunter societies. That was the prevailing norm. That was just a sort of given, if you will.
Šok, ki ga pri nekaterih izziva Zerzan, ne temelji na novosti njegovih odkritij. Tisto, zaradi česar je za marsikoga preveč radikalen, je zaključek, ki izrečenega izhaja. To je poziv k uničenju. V času pacifikacije vseh iniciativ namreč Zerzan ponovno afirmira pojem destrukcije, ko ustraja pri tem, da moramo uničiti tisto, kar tako brezobzirno uničuje nas.
We're fielding the most technologically advanced military forces ever assembled. Forces that are agile and flexible, able to strike in darkness and in light.
Would you go all the way for the USA? Over the top, at the end of the day, would you go all the way for the USA? Do it for Disney, do it for Nixon, do it for Rumsfeld, Donald and Blitzen, do it for Lockheed, do it for Wesson, do it for Florida and the election. Welcome to the world of paradise lost. Would you go all the way for the USA? Would you go all the way for the CIA? Would you go all the way for the NRA? Go all the way for MTV. Go all the way for KFC. Do it for Enron. Do it for Exxon. Do it for WorldCom. Smith & Wesson. Welcome to the world of paradise lost.
USA. Do you want to die for the USA?
Obstoječa kriza je, kot zatrjuje anarho-primitivist John Zerzan, dvostopenska. Gre za krizo notranje človekove narave in zunanje narave planeta. V čem se kaže kriza planeta in narave, pojasnjuje oregonski primitivist.
As Derek Jensen points out, for example, an American writer that I hope you may be getting a chance to see, and I hope we have more dialogue, more communication with what you're doing and thinking here. He just points out the Earth is being ruined, poisoned, destroyed. There is no body of water on the planet that doesn't have contaminants. There's no mother's milk anywhere that doesn't have carcinogens in it. And of course, it's going faster and faster. We could talk about the Alaskan fur seals, the butterflies in Mexico, the large fish in every ocean, the tigers in India. I mean, it's obvious. It's rather clear that the extinction of species is accelerating. And a lot of other things are disappearing, like the polar caps, the rainforests, you know, da-da-da. It's open a newspaper once in a while. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. And yet, what does it tell us, you know? I think something that happened fairly recently is a very significant thing, as well as being an enormous tragedy. I'm talking about the tsunami disaster in South Asia at the end of 2004. There are at least two real important things that I can think of here. One is the toll of industrialism. When you take away the mangrove stands, you kill off the coral reefs, you flatten the sand dunes, it magnifies this natural disaster. That's pretty obvious. And another thing that was very clear, which is maybe even more intriguing, if you will, I hate to use those words about something so awful as what happened there. So many people died. But it's pretty telling, I'd say, that people in the tens of thousands, domesticated animals and domesticated humans died in enormous numbers. No undomesticated animals, no undomesticated humans died. Kind of tells us something, you know. It was immediately apparent. You know, there's all kinds of reports on this. You know, it sounds like a fiction almost, cooked up by anti-domestication people, but it wasn't. And I was in Berlin in January, and there was a sort of a panel thing, and there was a professor, and I wasn't talking to him. Somebody else was discussing this, and he said, that's just urban legend. Somebody was, you know, referring to this reality, and he said that's National Enquirer stuff, if you know what National Enquirer is, you know, trash stuff they make up and everything. He just couldn't, and a leftist, by the way, you know, he just was completely, couldn't see what's right in front of him. And I think, you know, in general terms, what's right in front of us is right in front of us, but, you know, many people are not getting it yet.
V nasprotju z neodomačenimi živalmi smo izgubili stik z naravo in stik s ljudmi, ki ga moramo pridobiti nazaj, pravi Zerzan. V tem trenutku nam ne pomaga niti vsa tehnologija, ki jo imamo, nadalje pojasnjuje.
What is the solution in terms of the next tsunami? Well, a computer system to tell us it's coming. I mean, yeah, that's one way to look at it, you know, more technology. It's been working so well, you know, just a little more technology. It's always the answer. It's always the answer until, well, and then the other part of it is inner nature, our inner natures. And it's a story of massive dehumanization. And I think in some places, maybe where I'm from, it's more obvious. It's more graphic. It seems like the more developed countries, in quotes, the more advanced countries, the more pathological things you see. I'm not saying that the less developed countries have no problems. Of course, there are problems, plenty of problems. But, I mean, in the U.S., you probably read about these shooting sprees. you know, children going to school, blowing people away. There was just another one last month in Minnesota. You know, there's going to be more of that. Who could imagine there won't be more of that? But there's really no, gee, I wonder why that's happening. I wonder what, you know, how horrible and rotten this whole culture is becoming. And that's what we get. Adorno said, don't look for factors in society for the horrible things when society is the factor. Society itself is the reason.
Tear gas was used against demonstrators trying to disrupt meetings of the World Bank.
The protesters were determined to close down this IMF meeting. The police equally certain that the delegates, at least, were to be able to get through the makeshift barricades. At times, the confrontation got very ugly.
Najbolj znan anarcho-primitivist v svojem delovanju in tako tudi v svojem najnovejšem objavljenem delu podaja odločno kritiko civilizacije kot take, ter jo istočasno primerja z življenjem praprebivalcev in lovsko-nabiralniških skupnosti, ki so živela pred pojavom obdelovanja zemlje, simbolične kulture in umetnosti. Zrzan navaja arheološka in antropološka odkritja, ki podpirajo njegovo hipotezo o možnosti človekovega skladnega življenja z naravo in drugimi ljudmi izven jezikovno-simbolične in tehnološko-kulturne mreže. To pa je pomembno predvsem zato, ker bi v prihodnosti lahko obnovili takšen način življenja, saj kot pravi oziroma trdi Zrzan, primitivizem ni stvar naše preteklosti, temveč edine možne prihodnosti. We'll be right back. Več informacij o primitivizmu nasploh in Johnu Zerzanu lahko najdete tudi na www.primitivizem.com, spravi primitivizem.com. To pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki smo jo pripravili. John Zerzan, Goran in Gita. Se slišmo spet naslednji teden.
Secretary, Mr. Douglas Hurd, said anarchist groups had been in London stirring up trouble, and he warned that the police are ready to use CS gas and plastic bullets. He said, I will not shrink from such a decision.
To you. To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution!
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?